Now it's the 7th of Dhul Hijjah. Now it's time to make your Hajj. Usually, all your luggage you don't take with you to Mina. Right? Your tour operators keep your luggages in your hotels, or they make, you know, they transport them to Jeddah or whatever. Basically, your luggage is not with you. The only luggage that is with you is what you need. And now, this luggage will be with you all the time. If it's not on the bus, you're going to be hauling it personally. Which means, the lighter it is, the better it is. One thing that might help though, is if you do buy handbags, you know, the carry-ons. Nowadays, they have these carry-ons with wheels. I mean, you have the suitcase kind of carry-ons, and then you have the other duffel carry-ons. Now, even those, they have the wheels at the end. The wheels sometimes do help, right? You can kind of carry them along with you. But again, you know, especially when you go to Mina, you really don't want to take anything with you except a pair or two of clothes, and that's about it. Because you really don't need that much in Mina. For the first 3 days, you will be in your haram anyways. Now, you will again put on your ihram, right? You will pray 2 raka'ah, you will take a shower, make ghusl. Obviously, you will have access to the shower, so you will do ghusl. You will put on your ihram, you will take one end of the ihram, put it on your head, pray 2 raka'ah. In the 2 raka'ah, the first raka'ah, you will recite Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun. Second raka'ah, you will recite Suratul Ikhlas. Then you will, once you have completed your prayer, you will make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you will take the ihram, that the one end that you put on your head, you will take it off, and now you will say labbaik, and you will make intention for Hajj. Preferably, all this should be done on the night of the 7th of Dhul Hijjah. In other words, when you're going to Mina on the 8th of Dhul Hijjah in the morning, preferably do it one night before, after Salatul Isha. So in the morning, you're not pushed for time, you don't have to hurry up, you're all ready to go. Now in the morning, you will obviously go to Mina. If you will be in Makkah right before the Hajj, on the 7th of Dhul Hijjah, it is preferable that once you put on your ihram, you go to the haram, you pray your 2 raka'ah of ihram there, and you make the intention inside the haram. Many tour operators will not be in Mecca on the 7th of Dhul Hijjah. They will be in Medina. They will drive you straight from Medina into Mina. So obviously then wherever you may be, you will put on your ihram and you will make your intention. On the 8th of Dhul Hijjah, the first day of Hajj, you will go to Mina after Salatul Fajr. You will be saying Talbiyah all the way through. You will be saying Labbaik, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. You will get there before Salatul Dhuhr, inshaAllah. Mina is, what, 3 kilometers away, 4 kilometers away? It could take you anywhere between 3 and 4 hours to get there. Please be patient. It's really not that bad, but sometimes it can take long. And sometimes once you arrive there, the bus drivers don't know where to take you. So they're just going in circles. You know, they're just, and then the police, the shurti is stopping them somewhere. Oh, not this way. Go the other way. Go that way. Go this way. So it's difficult. But alhamdulillah, we all sit in very nice buses, so we have nothing to complain about. And take a look at those people who are sitting on top of buses, and then you'll have the ability to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not complain. Now, for those people who are already in Mecca, please remember this. When the Hajj will end, one of the last acts and rites and a fard of Hajj, although you can do it before the end, is called Tawaf al-Ziyarah. Tawaf al-Ziyarah. After the Tawaf al-Ziyarah, this is a fard. There's only 2 things fard in a Hajj, right? Going to Arafah and doing Tawaf al-Ziyarah. After the Tawaf al-Ziyarah is completed, Tawaf al-Ziyarah means making 7 circuits around the Kaaba. You have to do a Sa'i. Sa'i means going from Safa to Marwa, Marwa to Safa 7 times. If one wishes, you still have to do the Tawaf al-Ziyarah at the end. But if one wishes, that person can do the Sa'i in the beginning, on the night of the 7th of Dhul Hijjah, before they go to Mina. So, when they do the Tawaf al-Ziyarah at the end, they don't have to do their Sa'i over. They only do 7 circuits around the Kaaba and they're done. Now, to perform a Sa'i, you have to perform Tawaf. So if one wishes to do that Sa'i before they go for Hajj, then what you would do is you would make tawaf around the Kaaba 7 times, you would perform the sa'i. That sa'i of yours would be considered to be the sa'i which is with tawaf al-ziyarah. So when you do the tawaf al-ziyarah on the 10th or 11th or 12th of Dhul-Hijjah, you don't have to do the sa'i again. It'll become a little easier when we get there, but I just wanted to mention this. So you can do your sa'i at this point in time if you wish to. Now, it is mustahab to do 5 prayers in Mina. Salat al-Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, and the Fajr of the next day. So the first day, the 8th of Dhul-Hijjah, which is the first day of Hajj, when you go to Mina, you will be doing nothing except you will be in Mina and you will be praying your Salat. That's all you will be doing. You won't be doing anything. Now, the next day, the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah is considered to be Yawm al-Arafah, the day of Arafah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Hajju Arafah, the Hajj is Arafah. So this is the day of Hajj. This is the biggest day. What will happen is, you will have breakfast, don't worry, and you know, a bus will come by, and you will get on the bus, and you will you know, go to Arafat. Again, it's not too far from there, but it will take you some time to get there, depending. You know, some people, depends on what time your bus will come, depends on what time the bus leaves, depends on where you go, but you will make it, inshallah, to Arafah. To go there before Fajr is makruh. It's disliked. So obviously, it usually doesn't happen, so don't worry. Not that we have much of a choice nowadays. The tour operators do what they want to. Preferably, a person should get there before Zawal, before the time of Dhuhr. So you will make it to Arafat before Dhuhr. Now, you will be in Arafat until the evening, until the time of Maghrib. This is the day to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the day to pray. Now, according to the Hanafi madhab, there is no combining the salat anywhere. Right? There is no jama' bayn as-salatayn except in 2 places. Number one, on the day of Arafah, when Salat al-Dhuhr and Asr are combined, and that same night in Muzdalifah, when Salat al-Maghrib and Isha are combined. Please listen to this carefully. But there are certain conditions in Arafat, on the day of Arafah, in Arafat, for a person to combine, for a person who follows the Hanafi madhab to combine his or her prayers, there are certain conditions. The first condition is, you will be praying behind the king. The king doesn't lead the salat. So the second condition is, if the king is not leading the salat, then a person appointed by him is leading the salat. That happens. The imam that leads the salat in Arafat is the person appointed by the king. That person will do Salat al-Dhuhr and Salat al-Asr. They will combine the 2 prayers. They will do both of the prayers in the time of Salat al-Dhuhr. If you do not fulfill these conditions, then you will not combine your prayers. In other words, if you are inside your tents and you don't go to the main congregation, you will not combine your prayers inside your tents. You will do Salat al-Zuhr at the time of Salat al-Zuhr and Salat al-Asr at the time of Salat al-Asr. Now, if you're a musafir, you will be making qasr. You will only be praying 2. But you will not be combining the prayers. Please keep that in mind. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has actually mentioned certain things that a person should do on this day. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a person should read 100 times, La ilaha illallah wahdah la sharika lah, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, yuhyi wa yumeet, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. So that's 100 times. And then Suratul Ikhlas, Qul huwa Allahu ahad, 100 times. And then Salat ala Rasul, we know as Durood Sharif, 100 times. And then a person should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the angels that my servant praised me, so I have forgiven him, and whatever dua he makes is accepted. Whatever dua he makes is accepted. And the day of Arafah is the day of Hajj. This is the day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives a person's sins. This is the day when you become كَيَوْمٍ وَلَدَتْهُ أُمَّهُ, free of all sins, like the day your mother gave you birth. So now you have become free of everything. Shaitan is mad now. Right? Shaitan says, you know, he came out of my grip now, he's gone.
So basically now what's going to happen, the reason is
now there's a lot of testing to come. You know, there's a lot of things that are going to happen. And the shaitan wants us back again, right? So he's going to try his best to make us do everything incorrect. So now you will be in Arafat, you will be praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will do your dhuhr, asr, and at the time of maghrib, before maghrib, your tour operators will tell you to get on your bus. You will be seated on the bus, and as soon as the sun sets, the buses will start moving. You know what I mean, right? The buses start moving a few inches at a time. But they start moving, the engines turn on, which is a good sign, because until the engines don't turn on, it's not a good sign. But as soon as the engines turn on, you know it'll start moving a few inches. So now you're on your way to Muzdalifah.